This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, Kevin McCullough in front of you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right. Welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a big show for you in the next couple of hours. We will speak to the president's son, Mr. Eric Trump, checking in from the campaign trail. She is out with a brand new book, Sarah Huckabee, making one of her first stops anywhere in the country. But tonight we will also discuss the life and legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RGB, as she is RBG. I should say, as she is being very frequently referred to tonight on social media across the board. It is 2020 continues to be one of these very bizarre experiences in my life. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to. So you could not have literally a year that has been stranger in on every level, whether it is personally trying to get kids to go to school, trying to get your business off the ground or recovering from having been shut down and all those things. If you're in cities like New York, or if you're in states like New York and New Jersey, you are literally wondering if life will ever return to normal. And in other places across the country tonight, you have almost no impact of what has happened in terms of the overall overarching stuff from this year, because in some places like Idaho, North Dakota, etc., they've had very minimal impact of anything from COVID, from the riots, from other things. And when you thought just when you thought that you knew what the election was going to boil down to, that it was going to be about jobs, the recovering economy, COVID-19, riots and crime, etc. Just when you thought that that was where we were going to settle for these last 40 days, last night, the ranking, I think, oldest aged member. No, that's not true. Stephen Breyer, I think, is older than her. Actually, he's not. He's only 82. She was 87. So she was the elder justice on the Supreme Court. Passed away from a valiant battle with metastatic pancreatic cancer. And if my counting is correct, and I might be wrong, and I'll be willing to admit and apologize if I am, but I believe this was her fourth bout with it. Having come back from three previous diagnoses and been able to do everything from continue to work out in the Supreme Court weight room to participating in her full scale of duties as part of the court. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, of course, now being mourned across the country. But here's what I am, and I said this on Twitter last night, partisanship has hath no fury like a Ginsburg mourned. We will see. We are seeing already the fistfights break out on the partisan battle of what should do in her wake. And I think that maybe that's because there have been people thinking about what would happen if this day occurred for quite some time. Like I said, she's faced three previous successful battles with the cancer and beaten it. The fact that she had been diagnosed so many years ago the first time and she lived to 87, I think, is a testimony to her sheer will to live and her sheer determination to make the most of the life that she had as she had it. Here's the thing. So you've got a lot of people saying, you know, we should not even say anything about what we do to replace her in the aftermath for a few days, let the family mourn, etc. I think, by and large, Americans can walk and chew gum at the same time. I just do. And I think that Justice Ginsburg's family is not immune to that. I think they had to know that at 87, she was not going to live forever. There was a certain degree of anticipation that she wasn't going to be able to continually beat this thing again and again. She beat it three times previously. It's not something that you can always have the upper hand on. I don't think that anybody's really surprised that people are already talking about what's to be done to replace her. But I do think that there's going to be a full-blown near civil war over what happens in the next 3 or 4 days. Because the president believes that he has the right to nominate her successor. Joe Biden immediately said if he does that, the Republicans are going to be hypocrites, and they didn't choose to confirm Obama's nominee in an election year. In fact, they didn't even bring him up for a vote. It took 80 something days to get Judge Kavanaugh confirmed. We've only got 40 days till the election. The likelihood of all this working at that kind of speed, I would deem it, just from a calendar standpoint, a little bit wishful thinking. But here's the thing, and there are some distinguishing differences between the two situations. When Obama nominated Judge Merrick, the Republicans controlled the Senate. And never in the history of the Senate has the opposing party, when the opposing party has been in charge of the Senate, confirmed the opposite party's judicial confirmation in an election year. Mitch McConnell is telling the truth. That's never happened before. And on five separate occasions, when the president and the senator of the same party, there has been an election year nominee that has been brought for a vote and confirmed. So if two things can be true simultaneously, Mitch McConnell can say, we did what was the historical precedent with Judge Merrick Garland in Obama's last year. And if they voted to confirm a new nominee here in Trump's last year of his first term, regardless of the election outcome, they would be able to do the same thing and say that they were keeping historical precedent. Because when the party of the president and the Senate leadership are aligned, five times they've gotten a nominee through in an election year. When the president has been of one party and the Senate has been of another, that's never happened. So Chuck Schumer is going to say that Mitch McConnell's a hypocrite. He's already said it. Plenty of people are saying it. Mitch McConnell's going to say, I'm following historical precedent. They may both be right, but the fact that McConnell has the actual facts on his side probably counts for something. I would be interested in this. At 888-340-3373, and hit extension 1 when you call that number so you can get on the air. I'm going to take your calls throughout the night tonight on what you believe the Senate should do. The president says, and he said to the GOP in a tweet this morning, we were elected to do our job while we are at the helm. I am president. This vacancy is open. It is my job to put forward a nominee. By the way, that's what Obama did in his final year. There was an opening. He put forward a nominee. The challenge came from the Senate leadership. It's not the president that is not doing his job and putting forward a nominee. That's the president's job, to put the nominee forward. If you're going to have an issue with this matter, it's going to be because you don't think Mitch McConnell should have the right to call for a vote for confirmation or not. Now, everybody is going to bring into this equation this alleged dictation that she gave to her niece on her deathbed, that she didn't want somebody to be named as her replacement until we had a new president. And she's assuming that Joe Biden's going to beat Donald Trump on November 3rd here in a few weeks. That, because if he gets reelected and it's the same president, there's no way we're going to wait another 4.5 years to fill her spot on the Supreme Court. Some people are saying, because this election may be so close, we're going to need a clear majority of justices. In other words, if you have eight justices, you could conceivably split 4-4. And if there were election-related issues that needed to go to the court, that would be in jeopardy because you would be stymied at a split court. I'm curious as to your thoughts on all of this. What would you like to see happen? The president's going to name a replacement. That's what Obama did. That's what every president should do, name a replacement. Do you want Mr. McConnell to push for a confirmation prior to the election or prior to the end of the year or not? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, we've got a big show. Eric Trump is going to join me next. We're going to take your calls. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is with us in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. It's going to be an on-fire show. I hope you're with us the whole time. We are live from New York, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're live on Twitter and on Periscope if you want to join us. Via the live stream, you can join us there as well. Coming right back from New York, I'm Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. As we are now nearing the 40-day mark from the election, the stakes are getting higher, the times are getting much more important, and I think people are starting to pay attention. In fact, yesterday in the Rasmussen National Poll, for the first time, President Trump surpassed Joe Biden in the national poll. Now, in the daily tracking poll, more days than not in the month of September, the president has now ticked above 50%. President Obama was not even near that point in 2012 in the same poll and still went on to a big reelection. What does it all mean? Let's talk to the president's son, Eric Trump, who rejoins us once again. Eric, it's good to talk to you. I understand you're on the campaign trail today.
We are. We were all over Pennsylvania today, and we were all over Maine yesterday, and I've been in Georgia and North Carolina this week, and I head out to Nevada and Arizona early next week. So we're working hard, bud. We're working
the,
hard.
The advantage that your dad has that his opponent doesn't is that he's got so many family members that people want to see and talk to, and he can shoot them in all these different directions. No one wants to meet with Hunter. Except maybe that woman he owes child support to in Arkansas. But aside from that, yeah, it's really quite a telling story there. I'm saying that in jest. I no disrespect to the Biden family. Eric, let me ask you this. The polls are narrowing. What do you attribute that to in recent days?
Well, listen, I attribute to a lot of things. First of all, my father's done a phenomenal job. You look at Middle East peace and then deals done. The first time in 2,000 years that literally peace has been created in the Middle East. And you look at the way the economy is rolling, you know, roaring back to life right now. Only 10.4 million jobs in the last 90 days have come back into, back into our country, which is phenomenal. And, so many other things. I mean, so many things. But the guy's done an amazing job, and I think people are giving him a lot of credit for that. And I think you see that on, Biden on the other end, right? The guy's got zero enthusiasm. He never knows where he is. He doesn't know where he is day to day. He hardly leaves the basement. You saw that softball with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN. I mean, the questions that he was being asked were a joke. I mean, they may as well have asked him if he wanted a, soda and what his favorite color was. But, I think.
Well, and when you compare that to what your dad went through the week before on ABC, which was one of the toughest grillings that I think they've ever put on a presidential candidate, and I thought he came through with flying colors, but the difference in the intensity was noticed.
Yeah, there's no question. Listen, I mean, the difference in the bias of the media, right? I mean, Joe Biden will go up there and he'll say, yes, I would like to pick my friend from the newspaper in Wilmington, Delaware, Amy from Delaware, please. And, she asked him Dobson's question, and people see through it. People understand that media is effectively a lobbying arm for the Democratic Party. My father, despite all his incredible accomplishments, has got 94% negative, coverage. And then the other day, right, Kevin, I'll give you a great example. After my father created the Middle East peace, they signed the biggest peace deal again in,
the last 50
literally
years.
Literally hundreds and hundreds of years. The headline from CNN is "World Leaders Meet at White House and Don't Wear Masks." I mean, that was literally the headline from CNN. It's unbelievable. Now, they forget to point out that everybody at the White House has to get COVID tested and everything else. But
right,
they didn't say, most incredible Middle East peace deal in, hundreds of years get signed. No, it's, world leaders meet not wearing masks. I mean, this is the media in the country these days, and people see through, they really see through them.
Well, and I believe, and I've said this from the beginning, that the national polls that showed Biden with plus 10 for the last few months, if you go in the details of those polls, they're all heavily misweighted in the Democrats' favor, and he should have been leading by 10 points or so. The fact that your dad has closed those polls, those same polls, to nearly dead even, tells me he's a little bit ahead. But I want to be real clear with my listeners about this. This is going to be a knockdown dragout, not because the people's will is going to be subverted, but because I believe the other side is going to try to cheat. And I'm
yep,
thinking about Pennsylvania. They're going to put a 3-day extension on whether or not the ballots can be received. You're going to have In any county where it's going to be within 2 points, you're going to have lawyers and people there ready to pounce and probably find extra crates of ballots. What is the Trump campaign's approach to litigation and post-election day strategy if the worst happens?
Oh, I got off call about this about 3 minutes ago, literally right as I got on with you. So, yeah, believe me, we as campaign and we as family are all over it, and they will try and cheat. They know they don't have a candidate to win. They know the guy has zero enthusiasm. I'm seeing 100 Trump signs out there for every one Biden sign.
Yeah.
Again, the guy can't get their sentence without, you know, messing something up, and they will try and cheat. They always do. It's amazing, you know, Kevin. Cheating only goes one way in elections. Why is it that it's always the, you know, why is it that it's always the Democrats that, that filled out the extra, you know, and anybody who doesn't think that voter fraud is real is incredibly naive. But
I want to make sure I get this clear. You guys are preparing a legal team that's going to be ready if it appears inappropriate things are happening. You've got lawyers ready to go.
Well, there's no question about that. But beyond that, we have an army. We're going to have an army of people out there watching the polls, making
Good.
Sure no funny business is happening. And in fact, anybody listening right now, go to Army for Trump. We have a whole website. I tweet about it all the time. You can find it on my Twitter. But if you want to go be a poll watcher for a couple hours one day, you know, make sure that there's no nonsense and no funny business, we would love it. I mean, we'd
Perfect.
Love to sign up. We're going to have a lot of people at the polls, and, you know, we're going to be watching. And by the way, you know, you have a no-nonsense attorney general in this country, and I think you're going to have a lot of people who, you know, if they try and do something unethical, illegal, you know, I think they'll be in handcuffs. I think they'll end up going to jail.
Well, and that's what we should be doing with some of these people already. In fact, the fact that the Justice Department is where Operation Legend is being unfolded, arresting a lot of people. I am curious, Eric, what has the campaign's reaction been to the idea that was just put forward yesterday and some finding that 95% of all the riot violence is directly connected to the Black Lives Matter activists themselves?
You know, it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible. Why does it have to be that way, right? That's what I always ask my question. You know, why does the violence also only go one way? Why, you know, it's amazing, Kevin. You had 22,000 people. I talk about this a lot because I've had it fascinating. You had 22,000 people march on the state capital of Virginia. These were Second Amendment protesters. They were waving American flags. They were singing the Star Spangled Banner and saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and not one fist was thrown and not one bit of violence with 22,000 people. Then as we come out of the Republican convention in D.C., you know, 200 Antifa members practically burned down the city. I mean, why is that? Why is it that the violence only goes one way? And if I ever acted like that as a kid in my youth, my parents would have killed me. And, you know, it's a shame. I mean, it's horribly sad, but we've got to start locking people up. I mean, these people who are throwing bricks at cops, these people who are burning churches, they've got to go to jail for a very, very long time.
Yeah. Well, and it's even interesting in discussing the debate over the last couple of days that the DA races in these counties across the country where George Soros has poured in $500,000 or more for the candidates that end up winning, and then lo and behold, they don't prosecute any of these guys. I mean, we'll continue that discussion as we continue with Eric Trump as we are walking through this Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Also taking your calls at 888-340-3373. More with the President's Son as we are live on 300 radio stations and in 66 million television households coast to coast. Also streaming on Twitter and Periscope. Join us right now at KMC Radio. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A crowd of supporters in Fayetteville, North Carolina is chanting, "Fill that seat." President Trump is defending his power to choose a new Supreme Court nominee after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
But Democrats say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell should put off a vote on the president's nominee, just as he did before the 2016 election. Judiciary Committee member Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I couldn't improve on what Mitch McConnell himself said after Justice Scalia's death, and I'm quoting, "The American people must have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president."
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Our phone line, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Go back to the big board just for a second. In hour two tonight, Sarah Sanders is going to be with us. You may remember she was the fiery press secretary for President Trump for the last couple of years prior to Kayleigh McEnany coming in. And if you thought Sarah was fiery, you got to think Kayleigh's somewhat nuclear. But anyway, it's she is with us tonight. Sarah and I have been friends for a very long time. We have not had a lot of contact in her days since she joined the Trump team, but I'm excited to get to talk to her tonight, and I hope that we have a great conversation that you'll benefit from. We are talking currently, though, with Eric Trump, and Eric, one of the things that's really been bothersome to, I think, a lot of voters across the country, and I think it has to do with RBG's death. It has to do with what's going to happen with the courts. It has to do with where we're going with state of crime and so forth in the country today, is this ongoing willingness by Vice President Biden to look the other way when it comes to really dangerous crime activity, and he seems to just not be bothered by it.
it's even more than that. I mean, you have Kamala Harris that's, you know, comparing, you know, ICE agents to the KKK and to the, you know, Gestapo in this country. You have Biden that's come out and said that he wants to, you know, defund law enforcement. You have other far left, you know, kind of maniacs in this country. Look at Bill de Blasio. Look at the mayor of New York. I mean, you know, cops were having buckets of water thrown on their heads. They weren't even allowed to respond. They weren't even allowed to, you know, lock the people up. I mean, they were literally having water, you know, God knows what else was in there, by the way, but dumped on their heads. And, you know, they were being laughed at and they were being mocked and they couldn't even arrest the people. I mean, this is what these far left policies do. And you saw it creeping into the suburbs, and we can't allow this to happen. And it's disgusting. But Kamala Harris literally came out and said, we should abolish all law enforcement. I mean, these people are nuts. This isn't the Democratic Party of JFK. That much I can tell you.
No, that's true. My grandparents were JFK Democrats. They were the last ones to vote Democrat in my family line, but they were. Eric Trump is who we're speaking with, and he's out on the campaign trail. And Eric, it's all going to come down to the battlegrounds, right? So you're spending a lot of time, as you just mentioned, in several of them over this next week. What are the issues that people in those states need to be thinking about when they're deciding who they're going to vote for between Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Well, listen, law and order is top of mind based on Antifa and based on the radical left right now. I mean, they've literally made our cities incredibly unsafe. Crime has gone up 300% in New York because they just defunded the NYPD and they got rid of all undercover law enforcement in New York. So that's one. The economy. I mean, Biden and Obama had the slowest growing economy coming out of a recession in the history of our country. I mean, they literally can't spell economy. I mean, all the guy wants to do is add trillions of dollars of taxes, which will literally, I mean, what that will do is for the stock market, it would sink 401ks, it'd sink pension plans. So I think the economy is, you know, is another incredibly big area. I mean, you know, my father created the greatest economy this country has ever seen, and, you know, it's roaring back to life right now. I mean, it's absolutely roaring back to life. Look what the NASDAQ is. Look where the, you know, the Dow Jones is today. And, you know, we should be proud of that as Americans.
Well, and I think that the fact that, and you referenced this, nearly 11 million jobs in the last 4 months, and if we do just the basics, your dad firmly believes we can do another 10 million jobs in the next year or half. And, you know, we do still have a little bit of ground to gain to get back to where we were in March. But considering that he had so many different burners lit at the same time, I still just look at it every day and say, wow, imagine what he could have done if he didn't have all the distractions that were also nipping at his heels these first 3.5 years. And I hope and pray that we're going to find out real soon that some of the people that did that are going to go away.
Oh, yeah, I certainly do as well, and I think they are going to go away. My father has very little tolerance for anarchists, and, you know, it's, you know, if it was up to him, he would have sent, you know, federal officers into all the cities, every city chapter requested, and they refused.
Well, I was actually referring to the clowns over at the Department of Justice, like Comey and McCabe and those guys.
And them too. I mean,
yeah.
Them too. Why is it that we have unequal scales of justice? I mean, Hillary Clinton police 30,000 emails. Now you have all these other, you know, characters. You know, they happen to accidentally walk behind key cell phones.
Eric, we lost a little bit of that last answer, but that's okay. I think I've got you back now. Well, thank you for spending some time with us. Anything else that you want my listeners to do before we part ways today?
I tell them to get out and make sure no matter where you are, what you do, you go out and vote. Go watch the polls. Make sure there's no funny business. They get everybody you know to get out there and vote and cast a vote and be vocal about it and sign up your friends and get them registered. And if you do that, we're going to have an amazing day on November 3rd.
As my good friend Hugh Hewitt wrote a book titled, If It's Not Close, They Can't Cheat. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to make sure it's not close.
That's right.
All right. No, Eric Trump, live from...
Never let you down.
Live from the campaign trail. Eric, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being back with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Five or visit Landmark. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, we haven't had the chance during a lot of the pandemic to take live calls on Saturdays because we had to socially distance and all that other stuff. I refuse to wear a mask on TV. I think the ones that do, the reporters that do at the White House and stuff, I think they look goofy. And if you're going to wear a mask on TV, why are you wearing those dumb-looking hospital, like, throwaway paper things? Like, get you some you know, man-about-town masks, man. I mean, get you something that looks good with your suit. I digress. Anyway, we can take your calls. That's the point of what I was getting to there. And I want to, 888-340-3373. Tonight, this very simple question. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death has unilaterally changed the election. I think it has lit a spark on both sides that will fire up turnout on both sides in a huge way. The GOP, the president, his job is simple. Just like Obama's job in 2012, he nominated somebody, or not 2012, coming up at the end of his second term. He nominated somebody in 2015. That person did not get put forward by the Senate. The president is going to put someone forward. Whether or not that person gets confirmed or not, that's a Senate thing. It's not a president thing. It's a Senate thing. The Republicans in the Senate are going to try to jam someone through. They're going to try to get that seat filled even before the election. The Democrats are going to call them hypocrites for doing so. I don't care what they call each other. Here's what I'm interested in right now for the purpose of this conversation. You, sitting right there listening to this show right now, 888-340-3373. What do you want them to do? 888-340-3373. Hit extension 1 when you call. You'll get through to Ivan. He'll screen your call. We'll get you ready. You'll get on the air with me. 888-340-3373. What do you want to see happen in the next 40 days as it relates to Justice Ginsburg's passing? 888-340-3373. You know, one of the things that is not widely talked about is that when Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed, the one person that spoke rather firmly about the mistreatment that the Democrats gave towards Kavanaugh was Justice Ginsburg. She said if he's qualified, he should be confirmed, and that what's happening here is basically criminal. She herself was confirmed by 99 votes out of 100, I believe, in the Senate, even though she was known to be a hard liberal, but that's the way the Senate did it back then. They looked at your qualifications, and they said the president gets the choice, and they did what they did. We've politicized everything now, and we say, no, we're gonna try to use this trick or this maneuver, or we're going to try to slander this person to prevent them from being confirmed. What would you like to see happen? We've heard what she dictated to her niece, supposedly, in her passing final moments, where she said she would, this is according to the family, that she would like to not have someone replace her until a new president was installed. That would be January 20th of next year. My question to you is not what the GOP wants, not what the Democrats want, not even what Justice Ginsburg wants. What do you want to see happen with her seat? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We've got a couple of phone lines that are open. Take your calls as quickly as we can, and we will process those as fast as we can as well. And the reason that I'm interested in this is very simple. I just want to know where we are as a country, as best we can tonight, absorbing this loss and understanding. And I didn't agree with 99% of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's findings. I didn't agree with her opinions, her legal findings. I disagreed with on almost everything. But I pay her due respect tonight for her service to her country, for her valiant fight, for her right to do the job that she had, because there was a lot of hostility in trying to get to the place where she was at. And the fact that she kicked cancer's backside three times before she ended up succumbing to it on a fourth round, that's incredible. You just have to look at her life and you have to say, oh, and by the way, she was also best friends with the court's most conservative justice of the modern era, Judge Scalia, who we know just passed away not long ago. So this is a very interesting time, in that even Justice Ginsburg recognized that the Supreme Court nomination and confirmation process was becoming way too political. She was able to have great camaraderie with people that she disagreed with politically, even in the court. And she is no longer here. The president that's on duty, that his job, his literal job, his obligation is to put forward a nominee to replace her. Whether or not that nominee becomes confirmed or not, that's a fight that is going to happen in the United States Senate. I don't want to know what the GOP wants. I don't want to know what the Democrats want. I don't even want to know what her wishes are, because at the end, her wishes don't matter either. At the end of the day, the Constitution guides what we do here, and I want to know what you believe this should happen here with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement. All right, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Elaine in Arkansas on line one. Elaine, are you with us?
Yes.
So what do you want to see happen? Yeah, absolutely. What do you want to see happen in Ruth Bader Ginsburg's departure?
Okay, I I want him to go ahead and nominate someone.
And do you want the Senate to confirm that person before the election?
Is he to be confirmed or denied before the election, because they're going to try to politicize it.
So take the vote. So take the vote is what you're saying. Okay.
Right.
And why do you feel so strongly about that?
You know what? The Democrats haven't been right since the first time they tried to impeach him on a phony dossier, and they won't apologize, and they're doing Renimov, and they're doing everything to hurt our country. And Joe Biden said something about he would plant trees to reoxygenate the planet. So why are they burning them?
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Elaine, thanks for the call and thanks for listening. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Very interested in your thoughts on what we're going to do with the Ruth Bader Ginsburg seat. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we'll get to your phone calls as soon as they come in. Coming up in hour number two, Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be with us. She's got a brand new book out, and she's got some things to tell, and we're going to be glad to let her do that because I happen to think the world of this lady. It's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, stay with us, Radio Nightlife. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hour number number one, final segment. So Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. A busy Saturday night. We're talking Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the GOP wants to jam a nominee through. The Democrats say you're going to be hypocrites if you do. Supposedly, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself said, don't replace me until after a new president is installed. And I've said, I don't care what any of them have to say. I want to know what you want them to do. 888-340-3373. Taking more of your calls on that momentarily. I got to show you this, though, first. Those of you watching on Biz TV, you'll see it. If you're watching on the stream on Twitter or Periscope, go over there at KMC Radio. You'll see it there. This week, let's just say that sometimes, you know, we've given Joe Biden a little bit of a hard time about sometimes saying things that weren't right. Sometimes he sees people that aren't there. Take a listen and look at this. We're hoping to have this up shortly. The idea is he was on a campaign visit and was deplaning when my friend Harris Faulkner was narrating his going from the plane to his car, and this is what happened.
The candidate for president in this race is walking off the plane, arriving in Florida just moments ago. Former Vice President Joe Biden, he's there to try to
call. There's nobody there.
All right, I don't know if you've ever seen the Big Bang Theory, but that sure sounded a lot like Wallowitz's mom there, talking back to the TV. Yeah, there was nobody in the field. He was waving to a completely empty field. All right, back to your calls. Line 2, Wesley in Missouri, listening in Cape Girardeau tonight. Wesley, thanks for your call. What do you want to see the Senate do in regards to RBG?
Well, let me say really quickly that in honor of the Cobra Kai, the strike first, strike hard, no mercy, that's what we need to do as Republicans. These guys have done nothing but been dirty with Schiff, Pelosi, all the fake Russia stuff, the impeachments. We have to take everything that we can get because we've got to save our country.
And boy, that's true. There's no argument from me on all that. They've played dirty the full 3.5 years. Line 1, Paul, listening on Twitter, what do you think here? Paul, are you there?
Lots of things. Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yep.
We're short on time. Go ahead.
Yep. Seems to me that across our history, we've had lots of things that have happened, from Squanto to George Washington's miracle across the Delaware, where Providence has stepped in, and it just seems like maybe this is something like that, and he needs to take the opportunity. I can't see this as anything other than Providence.
All right. Paul, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the kind of sensitivity in which you put that, because I've heard a lot of people dogging conservatives saying, don't be so harsh and disrespectful and insensitive towards the Ginsburgs. I haven't seen that happen. To say that things happen for a reason, I think, is a fair thing to say, which is what Paul was making the argument for there. And I think there may be some truth to that. We'll see. All right, next week, Candace Owens joins me. Next hour, Sarah Huckabee Sanders joins me.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.